atomic explosions in my brain, shatter me to drops of rain, falling from a yellow sky, orange faces through an open eye. Stop me, hold me, but as I jerk. Stop me, voices from all the days, you know. I can never tell you lies. It's the world.
Magic wonders. He knew that one was you. The grateful dead blew everybody's mind. Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. Yeah. His Majesty Prince Jones smiled as he moved them off the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were grooving real loud. Yeah. You wanna find the truth in life? Don't pass music by. And you know I would not lie. No, I would not lie. No, I would not lie. Down in Monterey. Hey, 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 hey
morning, Mr. Blue. We got our eyes on you. The evidence is clear that you've been scheming. You'd like to steal away and while away the day. You'd like to spend an hour dreaming. Blue, we know what's best for you. We know where your precious dreams will take you. You've got a slot to fill. That slot you will. You'll learn to love it, or you'll break.
Again.
something you'll remember.
Now, when I was back there in seminary school, when I was a youngster, when I was about, 19, 20 years old, there was two things that I wanted to do more than anything else. Number one, I wanted to fly in an airplane. I wanted to be a pilot. Get up there in the clouds and things like that. I like flying. I flew around a little bit in, jets, things like that. But I wanted to be my own pilot. Didn't happen. The other thing I wanted to do was to have my own radio show. And guess what? I did. For a number of years at FMU, and now I have the podcast here. It's the same thing. What I used to do back then, by way of practice, I used to throw parties or something, or, somebody else's house. I'd be the DJ. I'd be, picking out all these great songs and stuff, putting one for people to listen to, and people sort of liked it, so... today, what I'd like to do for you is to kind of play a lot of the stuff that I would have played for you back then. Back then, I didn't have a record collection like I do now, so I can bring you a lot more stuff than I could then. I think I was fortunate in growing up in the mid to late 60s. I was 19 years old in 1969 when Woodstock happened. I actually had tickets for Woodstock, but didn't go. So it was just a great time to grow up, and I think that kids today don't have it quite as good as we did, but of course they've got other things going too, but that's another story. So we started with The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, who I saw at the Fillmore East. He was scary as hell. Came out with his head on fire. That was Prelude and Nightmare. That came right before Fire on the album. The United States of America after that. All 250 million of them at the time. American Metaphysical Circus, that was. Dorothy Moskowitz on vocals. Wonder what ever happened to her. Lee Michaels, Carnival of Life, from, I believe that was the name of the album. That was his first album. 90 Magic Wonders from Tingling Mother's Circus. Funny Freak Parade was Ultimate Spinach. Eric Burdon and the Animals, Monterey. Fever Tree from San Francisco. Imitation Situation and Where Do You Go? And Clear Light, Mr. Blue. We've got our eyes on you. So, I'd like to invite you to just sit back, light up those candles, light up those bones, if you got them, and just pretend you're back in the 60s, and let your mind wander as I take you on a trip through the sky of life.
Should never taken that much acid. Wow, it's really too heavy. Well, just don't do it again. Okay. Where's that acid rescue number? It's around here someplace. Here we go. That 3 looks like an 8. That's weird. Just never again. Never again, that's all. Don't take it anymore, buddy. Hope somebody's there. Hello?
Thank you. Themselves. his name is lonely, takes a care of me. Fills my ashtrays, empties my mailbox, keeps me company. But lots of time together, there's lots of things to do. Only one way conversation, still what a habit to do. Take me down to places where I don't belong. Then he brings me all his shy so he can tag along. I can't leave him by himself, but that will never be. Lonely always needs a friend, and lately it's been me.
Thank you.
Wow, man. Can you dig it? Huh? I'm so dizzy. Okay, well, wait. I got it here. Hold it. All right, we got the... we're okay. We're awake. We're doing a lot of 60s psychedelic stuff here this week. Long and the short of it is I'm putting a lot of them into my computer because I have the tapes back in the house because we've taken the house off the market. We've given up selling this stupid house for a while, so everything's got to come back in the house, and I started with the tapes, and you're the beneficiary, all right? So we started with Spooky Tooth, the Gary Wright Band. That was Waiting for the Wind from, I believe, their first album. Jefferson Airplane after that, my absolute favorite Jefferson Airplane cut from my absolute favorite Jefferson Airplane album after Bathing at Baxter's, their second with Grace Slick, their third overall. And that album did for me what Sgt. Pepper's did for a lot of other people. Blue Cheer after that, Babylon, Moby Grape, Omaha, Picket Street Union from Boston, My Love is Lonely from Jake Holmes. Jake wrote Days to Confuse for Led Zeppelin, and they never even thanked him. Vagrants after that, When It's Over, and Fleetwood Mac from Then Play On, the Peter Green, Danny Kirwan Fleetwood Mac, and that was Searching for a Madge. Same album that had Oh Well on it, which we'll get to some other time, because I have a lot of this stuff stacked up now. Gives me a whole new category of stuff to do to you. So, tune in again sometime next time, and we'll do more. A couple of mystery cuts for you. You'll recognize the first band. You won't recognize the second. That's the whole idea behind mystery cuts. So I will wish you a good week. Please be careful. And I'll see you next week with something else entirely different. Bye.
And my death is upon the bone.